Yeah, that's what I gotta do too.
Yeah, I connected fine.
My glasses don't help.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm gonna do housing and human services, so you're all gonna get it.
Okay.
And let's see here. I need to minimize this. How do I do that? Oh, there that thing is. Okay.
Whose dog?
Linda's.
Mine.
Linda's.
Okay. Gotta go.
You're gonna show them all of our secrets.
I know,
files.
All our secrets. All our scary secrets. Where is it? This one's always in a weird place.
Social service grant?
That's it.
Well,
and then when I click it, it moves it to the middle for some reason every time. Here's this. So I need to do this and then open my email. And I can drag it.
I didn't know you could do that.
Oh, really? I don't know how else to do it. Oh, I guess I could.
You
attach the file.
And find the file. I don't know how to try it.
I just do it this way all the time.
48 years old. I'll learn something new today.
Well, I'm actually terrible on a laptop. That sounds weird because
I have to use the mouse
and the keyboard, and this actually gets attached to something else, and I have a real live screen. Okay, I was able to make this bigger before. Is it because I got rid of all this stuff?
Uh-huh.
There it is. There's the one I thought. Okay.
So this is the live one?
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to scoot it. Oops. Oh, it's too much. Sorry.
I thought it was better just the way you had it.
Really? Like this?
Well, you can connect it up to what?
Mm-hmm. I know. I can hide some things, too. But do you guys want to go through each? Do you want to make adjustments?
Well, can we first just ask questions about what we're seeing up there?
Okay.
And I'm assuming that those were the requests. And
yes.
The final yellow one is what we click. We
collaboratively
did, right?
So, yes, the final yellow one is the same as the allocation average. So that allocation average is the average of what you all said.
Oh, good.
Okay. And then it's that tentative allocation manually adjusted section is where we can go in and mess with it if you want.
Right. So I guess what I would rather be able to see, I can
is
see
the
numbers, but I don't know what I'm seeing.
Right.
Is there a way to get
yes.
a portion of
yes.
the names?
Well, you could. I don't know if you can.
I can collapse.
Squeeze out the middle and just go
yes.
from the one
I
to
can.
The end.
Just you can scroll it. One more column over.
Well, and where is my...
Hide.
So I want to do hide, but what I can't seem to find are the thingy bobs at the top.
Oh, that's
you know
true.
What I mean?
Yeah. Oh, you need drop down. You need
what
to
about
have
page layout up there? Hide.
Can I help you, Linda?
Yes. Please do. Page, no, that's not
okay.
Because I messed with it to try to get it all on there, and now I deleted my... You know who helped me before? Connie Saldana. For some reason... Maybe it was on her laptop, even. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, gee. Okay, now I know how to do that part, Sue.
Okay. Do you want to... Okay.
Please hide the percentages.
You can scroll over.
Oh, yeah, we could hide all the percentages. Because we don't really need that.
That's the way.
Okay. Do you guys also want what they received last time and all of that?
That's actually helpful.
Is that helpful?
Helpful.
Okay. So...
Just do a right click.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, look at that.
Hide. There should be a hide
function. Oh, that's so much easier than the way I was going to do it.
You can do a lot with a right click.
Well, and you know what's... This is... I'm not
I love
used
right
to
click.
The right click on the...
I wish there was things in life I could right click.
I wish I could copy and paste something in.
Yeah.
Like the whole entire event? Like, copy, paste this event.
Yeah.
And it worked out great. It was a great evening.
Yeah.
Good time
Let's
was
do it again.
So it looks like a lot of us tried to give something to everybody. Yeah. And so I would really like to hear, like, from Heidi and Rich, who didn't do that.
I took out four. I said I'm willing to go anywhere, but I thought that in some cases, given this, I used the strategy chart that we had about what we were focused on giving the most to, and then used that in some cases to say a little tiny amount to someone is more trouble. And Tom convinced me that may not be the case, that we also could give something to everyone. But that was my thing. I took out at least four.
How about you, Heidi?
My strategy was that there were, I wanted to give more to some of the agencies that are really providing services for Ashland.
Yes.
And people who are in need. If you take too many little things out, then St. Vincent's doesn't get very much. And St. Vincent's is the, one of the biggest bangs for our buck, I think, in terms of what our priorities are. There were a lot of sexual abuse things, which are really important, but they're not on our goals.
I didn't see
a way of giving everyone a little bit. It just felt like we were diluting it too much.
Well, I only had similar to Rich, four or five that I ruled out because while they're extremely important services, they were either underrepresented in Ashland or they were just not the highest priority for the way to use our money. But then I looked and I thought $4,000 or $5,000 isn't going to deplete the others that much, so I gave a token amount to the ones that I thought were less Ashland significant.
Well, and you know, I thought about, I agree with the $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000. I think that some are kind of preventative. You know, if we can take care of a child, then maybe that child won't be in a place of homelessness.
That's why I like Rogue Valley Mentoring.
But some of the children's services, like CASA, they get
advocacy
federal
center.
Yeah, I wondered about that.
They get federal funding. Yeah, right. Their budgets are huge.
Yeah,
they're,
and I thought about it.
Dollars. Yeah. And so if they don't get funded, the program's not going to die.
That's why I prioritize some of our local, like, homegrown organizations that are really stretched, and you know, to not receive our dollars makes a difference, you know, to the recipients.
I kind of felt like when I was looking at some of them, and there's another one, I left two blank, and I meant to leave three blank. What's interesting for me with the mentoring is, as much as, like, I love mentoring, I think that's such a great thing. But looking at it from a housing and human services perspective, I saw a lot of the domestic violence and sexual, mainly domestic violence more than sexual violence, as falling more under our umbrella than mentoring, because domestic violence especially, they are
at risk
for homelessness, and the youth especially.
Yeah.
I mean, to get them out of that home environment is going to be one of the most preventative services that we can do. And one thing that I wish I'd asked, I didn't ask, do we know that they're low income, or do we know, like, what the family status is of people who are receiving this? Because if it's just anybody, I mean, is it middle class families who are taking advantage of this? And so I feel like that's an important consideration. The Rogue Valley Mentoring, are they limiting this to low income?
I don't think they actually do limit it. Although
no,
I do think
they work in conjunction with agencies, like they're in the Boys and Girls Clubs. and the after-school programs like that. And so some of those programs have their own criteria. But once they're, you know, once they're in the after-school program, Rose Mentoring would take any of them.
And the other thing I noticed about that particular program is the amount of resources they have has increased dramatically this year from previous years.
Really?
So I think they're probably billing for some counseling services because it had significantly more money.
Before we get into the individual ones, did everybody use this?
The strategic plan?
Yeah. We have a social service grant program mission statement and strategic priorities implementation.
And I use that in my scoring. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, so there's some things that almost don't fit in there at all, but yet they're...
But at-risk youth, does it not fit in there?
It does say at-risk youth in there.
But I think the question, are they really reaching at-risk youth?
Right.
I'm not convinced that they are.
Aren't there four categories?
Five categories. Assist and maintain housing, which had really high numbers.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
The support and increase accessibility and ability of transportation services, which was high. Services for people with mental health issues, people with drug and alcohol addiction, and services at risk youth. Mm-hmm. And then there was the implementation strategies, which were, I thought, pretty good in terms of this is not, does it serve that, but how is it beginning to really address how it gets put out? And I thought those were, so I just think that as we think about those, that was at least really heavy on my mind about how we organize.
I agree, and I mean, I'm personally comfortable with not giving everybody something, because I do think that if it doesn't fit, even if it's a great thing, but if it doesn't fit, that, you know.
Well, this is my political view, is I think we ought to look, we ought to look at how much money the city has historically put in, and I don't think it's growing, and yet the needs are there and growing. And so I think our best view is to prioritize it now so that we're using it and we can say we've prioritized and we've used this in the best way, as opposed to everybody, we wanted to make everybody happy. I think it should be that we want to try to move to a strategic track where we're really able to target the money the best we can, unless you give us a lot more. Mm-hmm.
Can I just ask you to move something for me? Yeah, so I wanted to move 1,000 out of 1, 2, 3, 4, the Center for Nonprofit Legal Services, so it would be 7,000 instead of 8,000, and then put 1,000 into La Clinica.
Sounds like a poker game.
I know, it does. I know, but yeah. I mean, you know, you've got to get down to it. You know?
I want to make a couple changes, too.
After the presentations, you know, made some...
Okay, so...
I'd like to say something before we start
before everybody
doing
changes.
That. It looks like, to me, that there aren't huge discrepancies.
Yeah, I agree.
In... Mm-hmm. Across.
It's surprising.
And there are the big bucks are going to the same people, mm-hmm. and then there are token amounts, 2,000 and 3,000 to the same agencies. And it's interesting that the averages come out very close to the scores.
I thought that too.
But I just think
there are
that's
some differences.
An issue. They're rich. Rich consolidated more, so you have higher amounts
in certain
selectively. Okay,
it did. But I got to tell you, I've been not feeling so well.
Oh.
I put about four or 5 hours into this, so I'm really counting on people to have this be a really collective thing. So,
yeah.
But I hear what
but
you're
I
saying.
Think that's Tom's point. It's amazing how close.
Yeah,
together we are.
But your example is more refined because
that's really true.
You, but it's consistent with the rest of it. But it's more bang for your buck with fewer.
Well, one of the ways that we could proceed now, because we've looked at them, everybody kind of knows where they were. Mm-hmm. We could go down the final application and see if there's anybody feels
problematic about
that,
it.
That say, well, wait a minute, we got to do something, and we can move them around and just kind of get into that position, starting just at the top and going right down to the bottom.
I totally agree.
Should we go and have people change the allocations that they want
probably.
And see what the numbers are at the point after we do that?
Don't you think?
Because maybe that would be reflected. Mm-hmm. But instead of having them sort of sorted out at the end.
Well, no, I just put mine in. I wanted mine
in. All right, go ahead. Everybody put theirs in. I'm not sure.
Okay, so I'm going to move the 1500, out of the line 11 for the grandparent.
Okay, wait. You want to move that? So
So pull that out. And then I think I'm going to, because I actually already have leftover money also. And I'm going to, I think I'm actually going to pull out of the sexual assault victim services the $1,000 only because I, reading that application, I felt like that was something that money could come from someplace else, and I did put other costs in for them. So pull that out, and then I wanted to.
You didn't mean SART, you meant...
No.
That was wrong.
Line 10.
Sexual assault.
Okay, so this is back to...
Yeah, it was the third of the community works thing. So
SART stays the same.
Yeah. So pull that out completely. And then I would like to add it to the Southern Oregon Jobs with Justice.
Okay. All of it? Three?
Yeah. 3,000? Yeah. And I think that's pretty... much all the changes that I really want to make.
Did I do it right? 8, 9, 10, 11. She had 3,000.
Oh,
okay.
I can't remember
my fingers.
Okay.
I'd like to add 2,000.
I mean, after sitting, reading this, and then hearing this,
yeah, you did.
And then, I'm going to take 1,000 off of here.
So that is 4,500.
1,000 off of what?
Gosh, I
did you, Gina, you doing stuff?
Because I looked at Aura and I looked at St. Vincent, you know, looking at our strategy, right, guys? And I just think we need more money.
Can
so, you know what, let's take $1,000 off of ARC.
Okay.
So that means that would be 4. And let's put that down to, I'd rather stick with Aura or St. Vincent. I know they have a lot of money right now, but, you know, looking at our strategy.
Yeah.
And
do you want to give them each 500?
Sure.
I would say, from my point of view, I don't know how to move mine around to do it, but the one that I was moved by La Clinica's $5,000.
Yeah,
I was too. That's very important.
$5,000 there because I was convinced that was a good.
I was moved by it too. But I gave them 1,000 more.
I am in total agreement of that because I think they're doing incredible work and we need that for the community.
If you're going to give them 1,000, who are you to take it from?
Well,
I think that a couple of them we should pull out.
I think if you give it to them, then we'll see a deficit and we'll just go through go through what they want to do and then see where. We make up that deficit.
It didn't change here, though. Okay. It's not changing here on my screen. Is that right?
No.
Okay, thank you.
So I would eliminate the $5,000 for CASA and give 4,000 of that to Food Angels and 1,000 of that to La Clinica.
Okay. I've got a question about Food Angels. I was really unclear from the application and from Pamela Joy's presentation as to whether or not she asked for the total amount including the CDBG funds that she got plus 8,000 or if that was
the CDBG funds were
for construction.
Right. Well, no, I realize that, but that was figured into her total, but then on the budget that she wrote, it looked like it was $8,000
for the total program.
Budget for the total program. So it
yes.
I'm not sure what she was asking for.
I would be honest with you.
Delete the community works sexual assault.
She had her first grant that she began with just remodeling.
Right. Garage.
Is she's saying that her program, which is all laws, I mean, it is this amazing program that just has
distribution.
No money, needs some for extra things, and she was a little on a computer, and it's just like...
But she said she only needed $8,000 for the whole program, so that's what is confusing.
That's what, because she's done it on a string the whole life.
Yeah, I got that. No, I got that. I gave her more.
And if I could make a comment about Maslow.
And add it to the auras.
I mean, Maslow is a wonderful organization. It definitely fits in with their strategies.
Mm-hmm.
But they received, you know, community development block grant funds again.
Yeah.
And they had a net, they had a profit last year of over $348,000. Mm-hmm. And when I asked them what they were, if what the plans were for that, and the plans were for that was to bank it. Which is great. You know, I totally agree. Nonprofits, you know, need to have
that's where the
security funds.
Which is that for this section.
Right.
What they're asking for.
Right. But they came out as a profit. So it really makes me question, do they, you know, is this money necessary for them to continue? You know, is it enough, you know, with that amount of profit last year? This is a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't give them anything.
Some of us have been with the nonprofits recognized, God, if we could ever have actual money.
But I look at Southern Oregon Jobs with Justice and Aura, and they're scrambling for every dollar they get. I mean, they don't have a contingency.
And they make those dollars last.
And they make those dollars last. So that's just... my 2 cents.
So, you know what, thank you for saying that, Sue. I think looking at Maslow, and I know that, so can I take $2,000 away from those guys?
Mm-hmm.
Can I give one, two jobs for
Justice?
And can I give another one to line number...
I think
it's
number
12.
Okay. Hold on. And then this is
going to be... Let me just comment on time. And I know one person has to leave at 7:30. The way we're doing it now, it'll be at least 40 minutes. And I'm happy with that. But I just wanted to comment that a faster way is to go down to the ends
and see what
we agree on the ends, because everybody, it just makes a little teeny little thing on the other side.
Mm-hmm. I think adding to that, if in doing that you see that there's you want to, for example, fully fund Food Angels or something like that, we can kind of see who supports it. Does everybody support that? And then that creates a difficulty with the other funds, but I think it would be more efficient.
So you want to hide all these and do that. Mm-hmm. And then I think we can do, can we do this?
Yeah, there you go.
What if I do this?
I don't, I mean, I like the idea of fully funding La Clinica. I'm not sure that I like the idea of 100% funding anybody else. I feel like, especially some of them, they have such high, like Aura's really high, and some of the others are just, Food Angels is really high. I just think it would take a huge chunk.
I think the young man was reluctant to say, well, you know, I'm from La Clinica.
Right.
We can, you know, backfill this or something. Said, I'm just have to do both jobs.
Right. It sounds like they need a $5,000 backing from the community, and I think it's not that much money for us to give them 100%.
We haven't. I agree. What did they get last year?
Nothing.
Because, you know, we had deprioritized health care when the health care was going good. Uh-huh. This looks like it's understanding it's the health determinants of health that's going on, not just health care. So you mentioned the Oregon Health Plan, you still need that traveling van. Yeah.
Okay, so you want to see what happens if I make this.
So you, yeah, what happens? If you make it 100%, then how
then
does everything else
money
adjust?
At the bottom.
Yeah. So we have 1,539.
You have to figure out how to take out that bottom part.
Oh, there you go. Okay, the 1,539. Okay.
So can we just go down real quick through them and see if anybody has any major problems looking at what they received last year and the amount that they request and what we're doing?
So Addictions Recovery Center has never applied here either. And it looks like they're at 40% of their ask. CASA, and I don't know. I didn't put in what people asked for last year, so I don't know where that is. But I imagine it's about the same.
Well, what's the 4,818? Isn't that what they received last round?
Oh, that's right.
48.
What did they ask for?
What happens if
they ask for?
Linda, what happens if we get brutal and just say CASA and Advocacy Center zeroed out? Because I think there's a certain amount of consensus.
I bet you giving them $1,600 is just kind of a slap.
I'd be okay
that
with that on CASA.
Legal again.
Okay, let me go to one that I wanted to talk about, which I didn't do the last time, but is Center for the Legal Services.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they do good work. The numbers in Ashland aren't as huge, and when she went through what they were covering, it was, in my mind, it was modest, and they are very powerful in the community, et cetera. But in the past, I've said that's a really important thing, but I thought it was going into evictions and the you know, those kind of things. I mean, helping somebody with some of their legal problems is a good thing, but it isn't aiming at the housing part that we really need to aim at. Mm-hmm. So I would be willing to see a reduction in that one.
I'd be okay with that.
I'd be okay with a reduction down to that. Yeah, like 4,000 or 5,000, I think, would be good to cover what they are doing for housing.
4,000.
Oh, I did 5. You want me to do 4?
Yeah, make it 4.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just agreeing with Rich.
I hate because I know all these people.
Let's see what
I know.
Well, they already hate you.
It's still 48%.
So yeah, now we have 5,416.
That's a plus or a
minus?
Yeah, plus. I would fully fund these houses.
I was pretty generous with community work.
No, and I would not.
Because they are.
I would definitely not.
So significant, actually.
Yeah?
I think they are significant, yeah.
So we got to give back
$5,400?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can.
We're not giving back anything.
You're
not giving it. Sure.
Reallocating.
Reallocating.
I wanted to point out.
Let's keep doing what you said.
To point out with CASA that what we contribute to CASA are volunteers.
Right.
We have a disproportionate number of volunteers to their whole program.
That are attorneys that are working pro bono.
Well, not only that, we have just 47 CASAs from Ashland.
Awesome.
Right.
That's 18
clients.
Awesome. Yeah, exactly.
So
I'm fine.
Good. And they get a lot of federal.
No, we're good.
Okay.
Yeah. Next.
Thank you.
Community Works Dunhouse? Is that where we're at? No. Yeah, that's where we're at.
40%
of their.
They requested. Seven, I mean, we're getting a pretty good percentage.
I think it's fine.
I think it's fine.
I'd round it.
I know.
Well, we can do that later.
Yeah.
7 or 6.5?
6.5.
How about that? I know these odd numbers are getting on me, just because at some point they'll be all wonky. Okay, Community Works Helpline.
45.
Community Works Sexual Assault Victim Services.
I didn't give them any money for that because there are the Jackson County and the does more of that work, and while the comfort bags sound nice,
you could get it from other donations or different things like that.
Or we could do a small amount there.
You want to do $1,000?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
You guys, let me just try it. Okay, foster grandparent program.
I had a real problem with that one.
I did too.
It's like
I wanted to like it.
The program is really for the volunteers.
There was two, right. Only two in Ashland.
Yeah. Right. But the recipients of the service are not the point. The point is what they are paying their volunteers.
Right.
And
right.
That didn't fit well with me.
Three.
No,
I
didn't.
Yeah. I think there's three.
Well, I like the idea that I don't think it's...
No.
It hasn't been a very vigorous program over the years.
No.
And it doesn't... really given them money.
No.
Well, it's kind of insulting giving them $671.
Yeah, I think we should fund them or not fund them.
I'm fine with not funding.
Why don't we just take that and move it down to the RSVP dial-a-ride? They were... That was a lot of service for not that much money.
Yeah. I'd be good with that.
Okay,
yeah.
So...
Or we could move them up to 2,000 maybe. Zero and then 2,000.
Yeah.
Yep, that's good.
I think we...
Okay, where are we
We're
now?
Making progress,
yeah.
Cutting, and then we'll... We can
is, that
our,
is that Food and Friends? Okay,
yeah.
So Food and Friends.
No.
I don't know.
Talk
to me more about that. It just seemed to me...
Did they want to make it more?
I would like to at least...
Did you want
to
make it more?
Fund them even a little bit more.
Really, it's Meals on Wheels.
Well, and it's the program also at the senior center.
Oh, okay.
So
what you say is that this funding would not support the senior center. This funding is only for the Meals on Wheels.
Oh, that's right.
Well,
that's right.
But it's no, because it's all run out of the same.
Yeah.
It's Food and Friends. The program is Food and Friends. So Food and Friends is the kitchen, all the meals they serve in the senior center, and then they also make all the meals and package them there, and then they send out a crew that goes.
Three routes.
Yeah.
I was really impressed remembering doing assessments as part of that. Is that correct?
Well, what's so important is when the worker goes out to the houses to drop off the food, that's exactly
that's
the assessment they're doing is can they come to the door, and then they spend 5 or 10 minutes usually talking with the person who's cost bound.
They requested 12,000.
Yeah.
I would say 8.
And
eight.
I would feel better if it went up to 8, I'll tell you that.
Go ahead.
6.5 that much. Yeah, we do.
Oh, we do?
All right, well, I got to take off.
Okay.
Good.
Trust
okay.
you guys to finish this process.
Thank you. And so you're
in a very good way.
You're trusting our vote.
I trust all of your judgments.
And your great input today.
I will see you guys next time.
Okay.
Thanks, Sarah.
See you later.
All right. Now we're at Food Angels. And they are at 51% of their ask.
I think, I'm feeling pretty good about that. I mean, where that is. What?
Can we make it an even 12?
Make it an even 12,
okay.
I think.
I
agree with that. As long as we're evening out.
All right. That's
okay. Okay. Jackson County SART, 4,000. That's 53% of their ask.
I gave them 5,000.
I gave them 6,000. I gave them 4.
Do you want to do 45?
No, I'm happy with 4.
I'm happy with 5.
Anybody else?
45?
Yeah.
What
do you guys think?
So try 45 and see what we got.
45, yeah.
Okay.
You guys, this is the only program for all of Ashland schools. It's an amazing program.
Oh, that's weird.
The
third
week?
Maybe.
We're at Maslow.
So you already did.
Well, you know my car.
Yeah.
Well,
you know it says 78.
Maybe you ought to read.
Oh, because it's not. I'm changing it.
Oh,
never mind.
No,
ignore my allocation percentage.
Well, let's
go
through and see.
75.
Yeah.
Well,
Laconica
is at what they ask.
They're at what they ask.
Yeah. They're what they ask.
They don't have a huge budget. It's $503,000.
The Laconica we made, the full, okay. Maslow.
What Sue said really impacted my thought on that. And see, I think we should take money away from them and give it to SART because something Heidi said there. That's our only, only up.
Here's the problem with taking money away from Maslow. Last time we did that, they made their case to the city council.
They did.
And the council's different now, but the council then was very moved by that.
Right.
And the thing they sell is the graduation rate,
yep. mm-hmm.
which is mm-hmm. important.
It
it's
is.
All mm-hmm. important.
And it's mm-hmm. impressive.
But they also have, their institution has way more funding than many of the others.
That's right.
And they get CDBG.
That's right.
They
get CDBG every year.
I don't know if the new council will see that, will understand that.
I would actually even move them up to 8.5 and just leave it at that.
Maslow?
8.5?
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that. I mean, I get it.
I get it. I mean, I do get it.
I don't.
But, you know,
it's political.
But they also yeah. get the CDBG.
They do.
That's right.
I know.
That's right.
And they also.
I know.
That's right.
I
and they
know.
Have a wonderful benefit package.
And
I mean, they're, you know, it's to my view, it's what are we purchasing? And what are we paying for? And, you know, this money, it goes into their general fund, mm-hmm. and it's not dedicated to actually spending on caseworkers or...
I think that's a point well taken. I take both
yeah.
points, Heidi's point.
Well, I'm just nervous about it.
I know.
And I don't want
I know.
To...
I don't think you ought to... I agree with you.
Yeah.
You're
yeah,
nervous about picking it out of here. Yeah,
yeah.
I think it...
This
we're
is my last meeting. I can
we're
say
not
it.
To look at
I know. I know.
Well,
I know.
You know. Within reason.
But we're supposed to look at the total application.
Well, is there someplace in between? What
well,
do
let's
we have
maybe
now?
Maybe keep looking. Oh well.
Well, here's one. I just want to comment on one that I think should be more than I would. Is Peace House?
I do
yes,
too.
I agree.
They've been operating on a basic shoestring, and
yeah.
what goes
yeah.
on up there? They've been quietly
yeah.
doing it with a gajillion
yeah.
volunteers. And they've really supported that. And it was endangered at the Methodist a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't help that whole program
so
along...
So what would you suggest?
Well, I don't know that they asked for 10, and we're giving 54. I was going to go up to 8.
No, I wouldn't agree with that.
No, too much?
Too much.
How about 7?
Well, their church... rent is now $750, so that
no,
basically pays for the rent.
They have a chef. There's things that didn't sit with me well on that.
On Peace House?
Uh-huh. Yeah. What I love about it, I love that the food, I love the whole coming together with La Clinica and the, you know, the
mm-hmm.
the foot clinic and the, you know, and I love the laundry shower trailers there, and then the food is there.
Mm-hmm.
So
it just seemed to me there were ways they could do things with less.
Well, I don't see how.
I don't see how they're doing.
I really don't see how.
Some of these people are million-dollar budgets.
Right.
They're down in the $100,000. I mean, it's
right.
really, it's
you
not.
Need to go there.
Like
I have. I have.
There.
I haven't spent a day, but I have been there.
It's,
yeah.
it's really a shoestring operation, and Mara, the chef, does not get paid. The dishwasher and the chef.
So would you be happy with 7?
I could live with that. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Okay, I'll be happy with 7.
Okay. So we did skip over Aura. Did you want to go back? And while I'm not having any input,
right.
the only thing I would say is let's make it an even, a round number.
Well, Heidi, we got in trouble.
What?
Last time with Aura.
I think they were fully funded last time.
Yeah, they're not. They're not. We're not.
Yeah,
no. 26.5.
Different members.
26.5. That's just what I was looking for. Mm-hmm.
Last time they got 25,000.
Yeah,
I gave them 30,000 this time,
they
and I asked 40. For 40,000.
I would give
40,
them 30.
40,800.
Well, we couldn't give them 30 because then we'd have. Well, we could. We need to cut it.
Well, you know where I take it from.
Okay. Let's see.
Well, what if you just put that last bat, the last foul, 88, into St. Vincent?
Or
what about
jobs
with justice?
Jobs.
Yeah,
jobs
with
justice.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
if we split 5 between them?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, why did this is, these are not round numbers either. So
right.
what if it was,
no.
that would make theirs like 13.3?
Hmm.
Oops, that's too many.
Ooh,
yeah,
they got a lot of money.
Like
you're going to like one.
And then this would be, what is that,
$600?
Oh, why did we end up with
$13?
Oh, it's $21.88 for Rogue Valley Mentoring.
Yeah.
Can we even that out to, like,
2000.
Yeah.
I gave them
Yeah, 2,000. Well, okay.
So then if we add the 788, that's going to put us at what, 20?
Oh, I just put it in there. I think
Vincent only has 25
sounds better than 24. So.
Yeah, it does.
Does. Well, I gave him
30.
I'm so student.
So somebody gets
$25,
$2,
25.2.
Yeah.
Nice. Odd number, but that's okay.
There.
Okay. So how does that look?
Better.
Pretty good.
It
looked even, right?
No. Nobody has a $13.
We made $400,000.
The bottom available is
yeah.
Zero.
Yeah, we're good.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong.
No, I think that's
perfect.
Good.
Perfect. Yeah.
I'm good.
You guys feel good about this? Do you want to do a roll call vote? Or wait, do you want more?
I would give more to St. Vincent's and less to Jobs with Justice. Last year we gave them 10,000.
What if we do 25, 5, and 13?
Okay.
I'd be okay with that.
I did 10.
They didn't apply Jobs with Justice for the, you know, they missed a cycle, and so that was one of the reasons that I was thinking, okay, I'd like to give them a little bit more for the culinary program and the training, but they did miss a cycle, so.
So everybody look at those, and then we'll have a chance to see if we can get to a consensus on it.
Okay. I do too.
Do you guys want to do like a roll call vote?
I think we do because we got in trouble when we didn't indicate our individual vote.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
So you call them out?
Yeah. Well, this way you need to make a motion.
Oh, yeah.
I move to accept the allocations to the 19 grants as determined by the Housing and Human Services Commission.
Why don't you second it?
I'll second
your
it.
Thing is
thank
right
you.
On. Okay. Oh, so we have moved and seconded. We've had a lot of discussion. I think we'll take a roll call vote. Maybe you want to call out the names and
okay. Tom Gunderson?
I vote for the current allocation.
Okay. Sue Crater?
Aye.
Jackie Bachman?
Aye.
Linda Rippon?
Aye.
Dina Duquesne?
Aye.
I have to look at everybody. Heidi Parker?
Yes.
And Rich Rose?
Aye.
Okay.
Pretty darn good. 7:45.
Not too bad.
And did our groups of interest get to vote on the final vote? Is that
yeah.
Yeah, because everyone stated that they felt they could do it.
They could do it.
Okay. Oh,
I'm
sorry.
So,
on me? No. She'd have to pick on me, too.
Just before we run out, I think we ought to just take a moment to evaluate our evaluation.
Okay.
Just a moment to do that. If anybody has thoughts about it and... Not so much the individual things, but the process that we use.
I appreciate it. I want to thank Tom for the help he's given us in looking in the past on the different grants. And then it was so helpful, the spreadsheet you had showing the number of people in Ashland compared to outside of Ashland, and the money per, you know, different activities and things.
It was very, very helpful.
Yes, it was very helpful. And then I appreciated your comment tonight when you quickly analyzed, you sort of looked across and saw that really we were much closer than we were apart. Yeah. And then as people gave individual ideas, we that gelled us together. So it was
just don't call me the Steve Kornacki of
the big board.
That would be an honor. Oh. I appreciate
the
work session.
The work session.
I agree.
Yes, I appreciate the work session,
and I appreciated getting the grants as they came in, like that. I got to read them.
Yes.
Over time, not
thank you, Linda. Where is she? She left.
So the process where this part is very rigorous and it's painful. It's just like I want more money. This is like I there are organizations that I've supported for years that that we're not funding. You know, I wrote the original grant that got CASA funded nationally.
Oh my gosh.
When I was a professional grant writer years ago in Seattle. And I'm just like, I'm a huge fan of CASA. I'm like, but I get it. You know, like, so it's just, we need more money.
The one thing I want to contribute is that this is the first year we had extra meetings to do both the CDBG and this.
So important.
And so much more. So helpful.
It helped me so much.
I feel that we thoroughly explored it, and that caused us to come to a consensus individually, and then refining it feels good.
It was very helpful. Yeah, the work sessions, truly, that's so helpful.
And I want to commend Linda on how she gave it to us.
Pablum.
Thank you. I can't take full credit because I got all this stuff from finance when it migrated over, and I've just been maintaining it. And then, you know, I think a couple of years ago we redid the scoring sheet to match up with the strategic plan. And
I would just add two things. One, the staff thing is important. And I would just remind ourselves the amount of hours that people put in with integrity is amazing.
You're right.
So the city is getting out of that. We'll see what they think of the wisdom of it. But in my mind, it is a really terrific volunteer situation for how, and then hopefully we can maybe use that quality to up the money. So we're not just continually shrieking people.
And thank you for speaking up on television at the meeting, at the citizen budget meeting for the Ashland Trust Fund, and it was just super.
Oh, you did.
So all,
he did.
Regina Ayers, I ran into her today and she wanted to do that, and she asked, I told her you were going to, and she's like, oh,
yeah,
he has already, and I said, oh, I don't know.
It was all right. Let me just say, let's all just adjourn and go back and rest a little bit and get ready because we're going to have some new people coming in and really big challenges. So.
And thank you, Rich. Thank you for your leadership because your viewpoint on things, thank you so much.
If everyone doesn't know, this is Sue's last meeting.
You'll have more time now to do something else.
Yes.
Hopefully not work more. Hopefully it'll be have some fun.